Chapter 1. Are there intelligent beings in the cosmos? Is it conceivable that we world citizens of the 20th century are not the only living beings of our kind in the cosmos? Because no homunculus from another planet is on display in a museum for us to visit, the answer, "Our Earth is the only planet with human beings," still seems to be legitimate and convincing. But the forest of question marks grows and grows as soon as we make a careful study of the facts resulting from the latest discoveries and research work. On a clear night, the naked eye can see about 4,500 stars. So the astronomers say. The telescope of even a small observatory makes nearly 2 million stars visible. And a modern reflecting telescope brings the light from thousands of millions more to the viewer. Specks of light in the Milky Way. But in the colossal dimensions of the cosmos, our stellar system is only a tiny part of an incomparably larger stellar system, of a cluster of Milky Ways, one might say, containing some 20 galaxies within a radius of 1,500,000 light years. 1 light year equals the distance traveled by light in a year. That is, 186,000 times 60 times 60 times 24 times 365 miles. And even this vast number of stars is small in comparison with the many thousands of spiral nebulae disclosed by the electronic telescope. Disclosed to the present day, I should emphasize, for research of this kind is only just beginning. Astronomer Harlow Shapley estimates that there are some 10 to the 20th power stars within the range of our telescopes. When Shapley associates a planetary system with only 1 in 1,000 stars, we may assume that it is a very cautious estimate. If we continue to speculate on the basis of this estimate and suspect the necessary conditions for life on only 1 star in 1,000, this calculation still gives a figure of 10 to the 14th power. Shapley asks, how many stars in this truly astronomical figure have an atmosphere suitable for life? 1 in 1,000? That would still leave the incredible figure of 10 to the 11th power stars with the prerequisites for life. Even if we assume that only every 1,000th planet out of this figure has produced life, there are still 100 million planets on which we can speculate that life exists. This calculation is based on telescopes using the techniques available today, but we must not forget that these are constantly being improved. If we follow the hypothesis of biochemist Dr. Stanley Miller, life and the conditions essential for life may have developed more quickly on some of these planets than on Earth. If we accept this daring assumption, civilizations more advanced than our own could have developed on 100,000 planets. The late Willy Ley, well-known scientific writer and friend of Wernher von Braun, told me in New York, "The estimated number of stars in our Milky Way alone amounts to 30 billion. The assumption that our Milky Way contains at least 16 billion planetary systems is considered admissible by present-day astronomers. If we now try to reduce the figures in question as much as possible and assume that the distances between planetary systems are so regulated that only in 1 case in 100 does a planet orbit in the ecosphere of its own sun, that still leaves 180 million planets capable of supporting life. If we further assume that only 1 planet in 100 that might support life actually does so, we should still have the figure of 1.8 million planets with life. Let us further suppose that out of every 100 planets with life, there is one on which creatures with the same level of intelligence as Homo sapiens live. Then even this last supposition gives our Milky Way the vast number of 18,000 inhabited planets. Since the latest counts give 100 billion fixed stars in our Milky Way, probability indicates an incomparably higher figure than Dr. Ley puts forward in his cautious calculation. Without quoting fantastic figures or taking unknown galaxies into account, we may surmise that there are 18,000 planets comparatively close to the Earth with conditions essential to life similar to those of our own planet. Yet we can go even further and speculate that if only 1% of these 18,000 planets were actually inhabited, there would still be